about to get shell shocked.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast. My name is Chris.
I'm Shane.
This is a mini episode. We are giving our review of the movie we just saw, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 3D. Well, so first off, what did you think of the 3D we were kind of talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It was 3D was all right.
How much were the tickets a piece?
$14.
It was cool, but I don't know if I'd recommend 3D in general for that price. But I mean, it was cool. I don't think it took it away from anything, but just in strict financial reasons, I don't know if I'd go see 3D for that much money. But well, what did you think? Here's the thing, like, that you pointed out that was a good idea, that we shouldn't listen to what anybody says right now, because there's good reviews and bad reviews, whatever. We don't have any expectations because we saw it opening night.
Yeah.
So I think that was good, because if people would be like, it's so awesome, I would have thought that and my expectations would have been let down. Or if it sucked, I would have been trying to see why it sucked so bad. So without any spoilers, spoiler free, what do you think? What'd you think?
It was fair. I wasn't super blown away. I don't know. It's especially going in, like, knowing Michael Bay had a hand in it, and like there was a lot of like Transformer-ish things. So it was a lot of that. Like
I think the problem I first had. First off, I enjoyed it. I liked it, and I would totally. Of the few movies I see, I was actually pretty proud that I saw that one, and I think there was enough kind of nostalgia to it, and it wasn't so gimmicky that I was afraid that Ninja Turtles, I thought it was just going to be kind of like a Transformers, but I think now that people who enjoy Transformers, I kind of see what they enjoyed now, because it kind of takes you back to your childhood, but there were a lot of, I felt sometimes it was like a commercial for Pizza Hut, and
Orange Crush, Skype.
There's a lot of product placement, which I don't think took away from it necessarily, but I did start to notice, especially Pizza Hut. I'm like, they're in New York. I think they'd go for a different pizza than that. But but ultimately, I enjoyed it, and there's quite a few times I was laughing. Like, Michelangelo and just the guys in general were really funny.
Yeah, there's some good laughs in there. Some good action.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, too, compared to Transformers, because I've seen Transformers, and it feels really like you couldn't tell what was going on. Even watching in 3D, I could pretty much keep up with what was going on. The only time I didn't like it was the beginning, when it was all dark and they're like slicing through fruit, which isn't a spoiler or anything, but like that was freaking my eyes out. But outside of that, like, it was pretty good for the most part. But overall, I'd recommend it if you're a Ninja Turtle fan. I'd go see it. Like I said, I don't think I think it justified the franchise pretty well, and I'm excited that if they make more to go see them. And again, the only thing, also, I wasn't a big fan of how they made Donatello super nerdy.
Yeah, I didn't get that, like, where that came from, because I don't recall him ever being the big tech nerd that he is in this one. But.
Yeah, I think just, like, giving him broken glasses and stuff was kind of cheesy, but that was it. I mean, outside of that,
He even did, like, the push-up.
Yeah, I liked it, though. I would definitely recommend. So would you send people out to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in theaters?
Yeah, it's worth seeing, for sure. I mean,
I enjoyed it. Plus, the song at the end, that new one, was freaking jamming. Yeah, it was awesome. So this is Rock Paper Podcast, mini episode review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think we both recommend it. Go see it. Live from Chesterfield Mall.
There we go. Theater. This is our second podcast here.
That's right. Yeah, right. So go check out Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's definitely worth it. You don't have to see it in 3D. It'll still be good. So check it out. Enjoy. Turtle power.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.